Ahem. Welcome, fine ladies, to your first session of the most coolestest game in the world, Bunkers and Badasses. As your bunker master, I will be spinning today's tale of fantasy. The world is on the brink of going boom boom. This is our most desperate hour. Unless we make a stand, we gonna die. Now, you arrive at the docks of Flame Rock Refuge. This place used to be really nice until a handsome sorcerer messed everything up. It's eternal night, and you hear spooky music. And the whole area kinda smells like butts and dead people. You were smart when you stole this place from me. You knew who among my people to corrupt. And you took away my strongest ally, my father. But you didn't know me. You only saw a sheltered princess. You never thought I'd fight back. You didn't know me, Delilah, but you will. It's a funny thing, ambition. It can take one to sublime heights or harrowing depths. And sometimes, they are one and the same.
Fine. No, absolutely fine. It's not like I don't have, 10,000 other test subjects begging me to help them escape. You know, it's not like this place is about to explode. All right, look, okay. I'll be honest. You're the last test subject left. And if you don't help me, we're both going to die. All right? I didn't want to say it. You dragged it out of me. All right, dead. Dos muertos. Most test subjects do experience some cognitive deterioration after a few months in suspension. Now, you've been under for quite a lot longer, and it's not out of the question that you might have a very minor case of serious brain damage. But don't be alarmed, all right? Although, if you do feel alarmed, try to hold on to that feeling, because that is the proper reaction to being told you have brain damage.